Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
Von Sinatra, swing to Brando stage. Maryland's Grace to JFK's age. It's Johnny Russo, Hollywood's own. The Jeannie Raymond's secrets are shown.
Welcome, everybody, and Happy New Year 2026. Jeannie Raymond, my co-host, is back with me, thank God. And we have a lot to talk about, fortunately. I left the country for 2 whole weeks, which is insanity, which we'll get into. But we have some bulletins that I just thought we should share to you, with you, because of the fact I love 2026. With just with summer eradicating, you know, the Prince Harry and that Meghan, mother, she drives me crazy. But, and I saw Perry just foreclosed on them. But why don't you read some of those things I sent you just to bring our people up? Maybe they were partying and they didn't see all this. I love all this stuff.
Well, I mean, what a shocker. And I don't follow this stuff much, but it says, Tyler Perry puts $14 million Montecito mansion on the market as Harry and Meghan can't pay their debt.
Right.
And I don't know, how do they make money? Did when they left?
He inherited $40 million, but I think it was taken back.
Yeah. So what do they do for money?
Well, she had that stupid show. That's done. They're done. No, they're
right.
Done. But I just
I work all the damn time, Gianni. I work my guts out. You know that. And I'm thinking, how would you go without a paycheck? How do you expect to live indoors? That's what I tell my kids.
Well, the bottom line is, you know, after following her, which I knew nothing about her, nor did I want to know anything about her.
Right.
But everything I found out now, she's even on Epstein's list.
Oh, no. Well, you know, so many people are associated with him. But I'm sure you wonder, not everybody could have known about what happened maybe in the back rooms. Maybe it was like a Las Vegas place where only certain people knew about certain parts of the parties. I don't know, but that's crazy.
I've been around that world all my life, and I never, you know, I took invitations from these people, but never showed up. I would never go to these kind of parties. So yeah. Now it's coming back to haunt everybody. And I don't really think that everybody partaked.
Right.
You know.
That's what I keep thinking. It can't be.
You couldn't entice me with an underage girl for all the money in the world. I'm not stupid. I have kids and grandchildren. I got respect for them.
Right. Anyway. Yeah. You know, that exactly. I just think, how can people be attracted or want to do something with somebody like their kids? You know, even with younger men and people my age, and when one of my friends had got into a relationship with a kid that was one of my, I had kids early, granted. I mean, I was 18 years old. I was so young, and I don't regret one day of it. He's incredible. I love my kids. They're my whole life. But when one of my friends started dating him, I said to my other group of friends, any of you hookers, look at my son one time, I'll break your legs, you know? Yeah. I don't understand that, but that's just me. But yeah, it's interesting.
It's like, you know, all of the garbage in the first 6 days of the new year. It's like Mandavi, our new mayor. He was going to give free bus rides. Now the bus costs $3 a person. It went up instead of down.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, this guy's... And then he calls President Trump to discuss what he's doing with and taking in, the Venezuelan people, the husband and wife. And the president sent them back a text. He wanted to know when he was getting his federal clearance. He said, Trump, I love Trump. He says, you're a New York mayor. You're never getting federal clearance. Your clearance is from New York State.
Right, right.
This guy's on drugs. Everything he said he was going to do, he can't do. So all these people looking for free bus rides, free this, free that. There's nothing free. We all know that.
Isn't public transit and stuff, that's what makes, I mean, isn't that what everybody uses in the subways and stuff in New York?
And guess
how could
what?
That be free?
Guess what the yearly budget is?
I have no idea.
$62 billion. He's going to give it away?
Oh.
How are you going to pay these people? This guy's...
Who hired this guy? I don't know much, but giving away a major source of income doesn't sound like the right move.
Because to me, I hope somebody straightens them out fast.
Right. Because well,
you also have a list.
Exactly. Of the people.
Of 5 billionaires who already left New York and moved to Florida.
Exiting quickly, Jeff Bezos, Ken Griffin, David Tepper.
But look at their earning. Look what their net worth is.
$197 billion, $36 billion, Ken Griffin. David Tepper, $20 billion. Orlando Bravo, $8.7 billion. Josh Harris, $8.6 billion. That's incredible. I don't even know what does Ken Griffin do? Do you know what these people do?
Well, I know they're billionaires.
And they're gone.
And they're gone.
And they're in Miami. Makes no sense.
It's crazy.
Right.
And then De Niro is now leaving the country again, this time because of this guy. I mean,
Was he in New York?
Bobby's been here all his life.
Oh, okay.
But what people don't realize, Bobby's not just an actor. He owns the Nobu Hotel chain. He just opened a $6 billion Nobu in Rome, brand new. He don't need any money. And
right.
He don't need to live anywhere.
Right.
He lives in Tribeca. He's been down there forever. But, you know, this guy, I can't believe. I mean, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what happens to him.
Right. Especially with people exiting as quick as they are. You'd think he'd get a grip there. It's
well, his whole platform is that he's going to tax the rich to pay for the poor. So he was going to make hotels available, and you paid nothing. You could sleep in them.
You know, yeah.
But anyway.
That's a slippery slope of a topic because, you know, there's so many people out there. But I know even with veterans, there's so many resources to help, you know, and there's, you know, so many people just don't want help, you know, they may want it in a certain way, but not to get.
It's a different thing to me, but you know, this guy built his campaign on all of that. And I don't want to get too political because I really don't care.
Right.
But you know, if you're in your 80s, I'm set in my ways.
Yeah. No, I'm with you, and I'm of a little tougher generation myself. I look at what I've had to do to get by. I mean, you know, you hear how much I work, and I was so impressed when the government did the shutdown. At how many of the people that I work with, there's so many people saying they can't get jobs, but I watched the people that are full-time government employees go get side jobs when they shut us down. You know, everybody was scrambling to do something because number one, I was very uncomfortable not working.
But you see, you're a survivor.
They're right.
Survivors and they're takers.
Right.
Users, whatever you want to call them. But
yeah, people that are just used to people giving it to them, which is unfortunate because once the people that are always giving and taking care of these people are gone, then these people are really in trouble.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Anyway, that's a slippery slope, especially in my family. We've got a situation and you just want to go help yourself for crying out loud. But anyway, let's talk about fun things. I cannot wait to hear about your trip. I've missed you guys. I haven't gone that long without talking to you guys
Well, I know, and
since
you
I've met you.
know, and I have to say this. I haven't been gone 2 weeks at one time straight out of the country.
Yeah.
And I went to a wedding, and I heard about these weddings. Never really believed that this happened. I went to the Costello wedding, right? The dinner was 200 sit-down dinner.
Holy cow.
But no, it gets crazier. We started in church at 12 in the afternoon. Then we're done with the mass, receive communion, everything. Then they're taking pictures, and that's 3 hours. And they're serving lunch and booze during that time.
Oh boy.
Then we move to the dinner at 6 o'clock for 200 people. At 8 o'clock, a band comes on. They clear everything out. This band plays for 3 hours of just drinking. Now they take out a full pig at 11 o'clock and they create a disco until 2 o'clock.
Are they serving Red Bull along with the drinks?
Well, I'm counting to myself and say, wait a minute, this is 13 hours already.
Yeah, you're like, I've had a few naps by then. Yeah, that's a
Well,
long day.
I went to my room only to find out now the next day we start all over again. They actually have 2 to 3
Full
day
day.
weddings. They're insane.
And where were you?
I was in Tullamore, Ireland.
And Costello's, you said it's a Costello wedding. Now tell me, is this wedding not any relation to Frank Costello?
No, it's Julia, my
Julia.
girlfriend.
I know that, but everybody
Oh
else
yeah,
doesn't.
no, but I mean, it's Frank Costello took an Irish name just to avoid a lot of problems, and he was the head of Tammany Hall. So with an Irish name at Tammany Hall, people look the other way, and plus he was in such power already, he didn't need to do anything. But he just
Right.
wanted to, take care of himself. But to me, then I move on from Tullamore and I go down to Dublin and I meet all the Hogans. They're my close friends. I've been friends
Oh,
with them
okay.
forever. And we're down there and they do something that's quite unique because they meet at pubs. And I heard about these pubs, but I never saw them, never been in them. I really didn't spend time there. So now we go to a pub and they reserve 30 seats in your own little dining room in the pub. There's crazy. And you go there, you're there for another 6, 7 hours with these people. And they're all eating and drinking. I mean, I'm saying, I'm going to die of cirrhosis of the liver on this trip.
I was just gonna ask you, are they good at pacing themselves there, or are they just
Well, I was,
professional?
but they just go, man. Come on, another shot, another shot.
Oh, God, that's what I.
Yeah, but it's insane. But I have to say, reflecting on all that we have done, 2025, I want to thank all our people. And I want to apologize to the people who I didn't get back to. I had over 600 well wishes for Thanksgiving, for New Year's Eve. But my
That's
email
awesome.
was down. My email's still down. I don't know what happened.
Oh
Somebody
no.
tried to, well, one of them only, but it still was 618. I couldn't respond to it.
Right.
But anyway, I'm getting that straightened out in the next 48 hours, I hope, with Mike. But
Right.
it was such an overwhelming time. And what really got me crazy, the people that listened to us, Jeannie, in Europe.
Oh, really?
People were coming up to me and they listened to our podcast. They love you. And they were looking if they thought you were traveling with me. I said, no. But it's amazing to leave the country because, you know, foreigners always have been more appreciative of talent. I don't know what it is, maybe because it's more scarce to them than it is here, because, you
Right.
know, the talent is everywhere in the States.
Right. Well, that's great. That's great to hear. And I know just with the holidays and everything going on so quickly, I've noticed so much of you being tagged in so many things, and I'm trying to repost them through our Instagram and keep those moving so people can see all the different things, all the other people, all the shows, all the interviews that you've done. So anything you're tagged in, hopefully people are taking a look at that and checking all that stuff out. So it's fantastic because you've been everywhere on there lately.
Yeah, and the good news about that too, I want all our audience to look into this month, because this month, I mean, I start the next Thursday, I think it is, at Goodfellas Restaurant in New Jersey. That's my first engagement. Then I just keep going. And if you look in New Hampshire and all up in those areas, go online. I hope we have them up. Are you
Yes,
posting those
we
ads?
do. Yes, and I do keep posting them around and anything I see you're on. So please, if you guys haven't, follow us on Instagram. We're on Facebook. It's under at Real Gianni Russo, and it's also at Hollywood Godfather Podcast. Please follow us. Please like our posts. Share it. It helps grow our show, which in the end just gets us better and better stories that we get Gianni to tell us about. So please share and go and follow us because there's a lot of good information about what's going on and where to see Gianni and the book and everything else.
And I listened to a lot of people saying they want to get more involved with us in Europe. I can't believe this.
Oh,
In
wow.
Europe. So on the plane, which is like 7 hours, I came up with something that we'll be announcing. And we're going to give you an opportunity to join the family. It's going to be a campaign.
All
And you could become a part of La Familia, the Godfather podcast. And you
right.
can
Nice.
select your rank and what category you pick, the more savings you get. We're going to be doing virtual meetings once a month
Oh,
that you
nice.
be a partake in. And I really want to blow the brand up now because I didn't realize how far I stretch. And I have to thank all our listeners. And I know Jeannie sympathizes with me because, you know, there's so many places and people you can listen to. But
Right.
we are really, really privileged in what we're doing. I thank you because everybody, you're 50% of this thing.
Oh,
But,
thank you.
and they love your voice and they love the way you look.
Well, let me tell you, I was just talking to somebody and I said, I've been teased about this voice all my life. So thanks for the ones that put up with us or with this voice. I certainly haven't had a voice coach like Gianni, but no one's expecting me to sing, so we're good. But yeah, just so
Well,
you
my
know.
voice coach didn't teach me how to talk. That was
Right.
Sinatra. But what you have is unique. Don't change a thing.
Yeah. You know, just so everybody knows, we are on all of the social medias. You can hear us on Spotify, Apple, Podbean. You can hear us on Prime Podcasts. You can see us if you're just listening and you don't know, you can watch us. You can get the video version of our show and you can also see us on YouTube. So,
And they're all up. I mean,
yep.
you can categorize them. There's, I think, 370 hours up.
Right. And Mike does a fantastic job of getting us
Wow.
up on things. And so, yeah, check us out and like us on everyone if you happen to see him. So, like and follow. We appreciate you.
And we have another great announcement. And I have to thank James Patterson for this great gift. James Patterson, The Last Days of Marilyn Monroe, And why I'm saying that, our new book is out, Hollywood Godfather, on Amazon. And I recommend you get it, because we are now going forward. I had conversations over the holidays, and when I got back, with a very close friend of mine, George Gallo. He's just finishing up the Gambino script that Nicolas Cage is starring in, and John Woo directing. It's a big project. And I have to say that once he's finished with that, which will be about another month, we're going into pre-production on the Hollywood Godfather movie.
Oh my gosh.
And the reason for it, as I, again, I congratulate James Patterson, because after 63 years of what I've known, because I was with Marilyn Monroe the last 5 days, and the people who listen to the show know that to be true, and now he's given it the validity that I've been waiting for. His investigative reporters had Bobby Kennedy in the house. They threatened the maid and her family. If she revealed anything that he was there, they would kill her. Now that they're all gone, all the threats are gone. The statute of limitations gone. And I tell you, if you want to read a book, I read it. James Patterson's book, The Last Days of Marilyn Monroe, will certify what I've been saying the day I left Calneva. Because when I left her, she was alive. When I went back and told Costello on Monday what she was going to do, he said they're going to kill her. And at that time, she had Some Like It Hot out, the biggest movie in the world, ready to go into a legitimate role to play opposite Frank Sinatra in a movie. It wasn't TNA. It was her being a bona fide actress, which she wanted to be known for. And
right.
They killed her. So, I mean,
well, and
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead. It just, no. And you know, it's funny to hear all these things that he says, and then also your book, Mafia Secrets, and yeah, Hollywood Godfather.
He's validating everything I said 63 years ago.
Yeah, he's putting all those things.
But now that he's done it, and he names the names, even the coroners and all the reports, and it's crazy. And what was missing, and how Peter Lawford was pulled over on Sunset Boulevard by the police, and who was in the car? Bobby Kennedy, the Attorney General of the United States. He's supposed to report to what state he's in. He's the Attorney General. And they covered that up. So, I mean, next year is going to be such a year for us and what we're going to accomplish and have fun with.
Right. Well, let's take a quick break. And then when we come back, if you've got more to talk about on this, and then go from there.
All right. We'll be right back.
All right, folks. Clear your calendar. Wednesday, January 28th, 2026. Because we're about to make you a dinner offer you can't refuse. An evening with Gianni Russo is bringing his Hollywood magic to Purity Spring Resort at King Pine in Madison, New Hampshire. From 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., join us in the Mount Washington Valley for a one-of-a-kind dinner and show experience that's part Hollywood legend, part unforgettable storytelling, and all heart. Gianni Russo, best known as Carlo Rizzi in The Godfather, will share exclusive behind-the-scenes stories, personal Hollywood memories, and captivating highlights from his extraordinary life as an actor, entertainer, and author. You'll laugh, you'll be impressed, you'll probably quote him later. This isn't just a show, it's an intimate night with a piece of Hollywood history. And because we're doing this right, your ticket includes a custom-curated buffet dinner from King Pine, presented by Hot Mic Events, Peroni, and MT Washington Broadcasting, bringing you an evening you'll be talking about long after dessert. Got questions? Call 603-682-6547. Don't miss your seat at the table. Visit hotmicevents.com now to get tickets, because when Gianni Russo talks, you listen.
This Thursday, January 29th, step into the world of The Godfather, for one unforgettable night. Join Johnny Russo, the legendary actor who brought Carlo Rizzi to life, for dinner with Johnny Russo at the beautiful Christmas Farm Inn and Spa in Jackson, New Hampshire. From 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., guests will enjoy an exclusive dinner show where Johnny shares never-before-heard stories from the making of one of the most celebrated film franchises of all time. Plus personal Hollywood memories, rare behind-the-scenes moments, iconic video clips, and even live musical performances. Born in Manhattan, raised in Little Italy and Staten Island, Gianni Russo's life story is as powerful as his screen presence. From overcoming childhood polio to Miami nightclubs to Hollywood legend. This isn't just a show. It's an intimate evening with a piece of Hollywood history. Presented by Hot Mic Events, Peroni, and Conway Broadcasting. And yes, they're going to make you a dinner offer you can't refuse. Christmas Farm Inn and Spa, Jackson, New Hampshire, Thursday, January 29th, 2026, 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Get tickets now at hotmicevents.com or call 603-682-6547. Seats are limited. Get your tickets now.
On Friday, January 30th, Springfield Country Club presents something truly unforgettable. Stories, Songs and Supper with Hollywood's Godfather, Gianni Russo, is hitting the stage at Figaro Ristorante for a dinner show you can't refuse. Picture this, a night of untold Godfather stories, memorable songs, personal Hollywood tales, all served up with a delicious dinner in the heart of the Springfield Country Club. Gianni Russo, part legend, part storyteller, all personality, pulls back the curtain on one of cinema's most iconic films, sharing behind-the-scenes moments that you won't hear anywhere else. It's Stories, Songs, and Supper, a one-of-a-kind evening of laughter, nostalgia, and a little Hollywood magic. Friday, January 30th, Figaro Ristorante, presented by Springfield Country Club and Figaro Ristorante. You want a night worth talking about? This is it. Head to hotmicevents.com, that's hotmicevents.com, for tickets now. Stories, songs, supper, and a whole lot of Godfather. Be there.
We're back. So now let's bring you up to date on what we're going to be doing on the show this year. We have a roster of celebrities that have been on, and they've been asking, and we're going to have them on. We have a surprise guest, and there's going to be an opportunity if all of you who live in the New York area or can get to New York area, in the filming of the Hollywood Godfather, we're going to be using the Copacabana, which is still in existence as Avra, and downstairs is the main showroom that's still there. We're going to redress it to look like the original showroom. And everybody that's at the tables are going to be friends of ours or people who support us. We'll give you the dates we're shooting. You come in New York, you sit there and be a part of the show, the movie, and everybody that's in those areas, I think we're doing 5 days shooting there, and it sits 200 people. That's 1,000 guests if we change you every day. Or if you want to hang out for 3 days, just bring a change of outfit, and you'll have an opportunity to make your movie debut in this movie with George Gallo directing, which is, wow. I mean, if you saw Midnight Run, and he's done 25 amazing movies. But we're excited about that. And, you know, and again, I can't thank James Patterson enough. And we had nothing to do with it. He knew nothing about my book, but he came out a week after. I couldn't even, there's no way I could even arrange that. But what he's done for us and where we're going with this now, it's going to be astronomical.
That's awesome. I am so excited about that. And the book seems to be doing very well. And the reviews I've read, people are really enjoying the show or the book, excuse me.
No, it's doing well. And again, those people who read my first book are very involved with this book. And I again, thank them. But you know, when you, And I, you know, I'm the first one, and most people who know me, you know, I dictate this book on a phone. I don't write it. You know, Michael Benson wrote it with, from my dictation, but and then he embellished it, and he's a genius in himself in doing what he's doing.
Sure.
But, you know, it's, I've been so blessed, and everybody out there knows that, and I'm so appreciative of it.
Right.
But even well, having you, I mean, this was a, you were a listener and then participated. And then right. I asked you to come on, and here you are. You took over. I love it.
Well, it's been great. And, you know, just so everybody knows, you can go on Amazon and get that book. It is, it's available now. It says you can get hardcover, Kindle version, or now it says the audio CD is available.
On so. What? My new book?
Yes.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it says audio CD. So that's fantastic.
Yeah.
As I've been watching for that version to come along. And that is...
When is that available? Now?
It says it's available now. I looked at it and it says Mafia Secrets, and it says Kindle version, hardcover version, and audio CD is now available.
Oh, that's great. Good.
Oh, however, temporarily out of stock. So I don't know if they've already... Oh, dang it.
Oh, no, it's going fast. Huh?
Yeah, already out of stock. Oh, it says order now and we'll deliver when they're available. We'll email you with an estimated date as soon as we have more information. So I'll be doing a daily check to see, because I don't sit down long enough to read a book. However, I did sit down and read The Hollywood Godfather. That I love that book. I've read it several times, and I love listening to it. So even if you've read the book, I tell you all, listening to the audio version of these books coming straight from Gianni and him telling the story is fantastic. So I highly recommend it. And if you're waiting on Mafia Secrets, maybe go in and get Hollywood Godfather and listen to that while you're waiting.
But they can pre-order.
Yes, you certainly can. And like I said, go back and listen to Hollywood Godfather while you're waiting for Mafia Secrets to come out, because I'll tell you, it's fantastic. And now knowing you and hearing all these stories and then hearing Mafia Secrets and all of this coming together, and then James Patterson telling a lot of the same things, it's incredible to...
Yeah.
And meeting the people that you've been involved with that talk about being certain places, you know, that's my favorite part about this. When you start talking about something and then your guest starts talking about it, and it's like you're there all over again. I love it.
Yeah. I mean, I can't thank James Patterson enough. I know he didn't do it deliberately, but I don't care.
Right.
You know, he validated everything I said, which, you know, is from a guy with that kind of a caliber and reputation. You know, he's written, I think, 67 best-selling books.
Oh, he's so well-known. In fact, a book I was just listening to today, because I've always got my AirPod in my ear and I'm listening to something while I'm putting stuff away or, you know, cleaning or something. And his name is mentioned so often. And he's referenced in so many books. He's such a big name. Everybody knows of James Patterson. So
the other thing we want to remind you of is send your letters in. Give us the information or the ideas for shows you want us to do.
That's exactly right.
We could get almost anybody. In fact, I'm waiting for a respond from Joe Rogan.
Oh, wow.
And I'm going to fly down and do his show, which could be amazing.
Joe Rogan. Wow. He's amazing. You know, some of the people I know, I've seen comments, people asking if Paul Anka is going to be on. And wasn't he just finishing a album or something?
He just finished a huge album and it just came out. So now that he's resting, we should get him right away, actually.
Right. Well, he's incredible. Tell him to bring his son-in-law. His son-in-law is Jason Bateman. And Jason Bateman, he's hilarious. And he's such an incredible actor and director. And I didn't realize that was his son-in-law. And boy, all those people.
Paul Anka has 7 daughters.
Oh, really?
7.
That's wild. My mom has 5 daughters. I got to tell you, people that have 5 daughters are saints. I have 1 and I'm so grateful. But, you know, it's just crazy. That's a lot of girls can be a little temperamental.
No kidding.
You've got to be a strong
You're talking
person.
You're a guy that has 10 wives.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly.
You're telling me?
That's right. Well, I'll tell you, the holidays were crazy. It was so fun. And speaking of kids, it's so fun. I love having a big family and all these kids. But today is the first day my little grandson has made the basketball team so today's his first game. I'm excited about that. Some of the grandkids got a pony for Christmas. So it's just been crazy. You know, I just think of kids and 7 daughters and thinking, usually the kids if you have daughters, then all the grandkids kind of gravitate towards the daughters still. So my hat's off to him, because that's a lot of girls and a lot of chaos. Well, that's exciting. Well, I can't wait to see what this year's going to bring for us. Happy New Year to everyone. Shout out to you, Jose, because you're always listening. We love you. We hope you're doing good.
And I have a new guy to shout out to, too.
Okay.
I got John Hogan, Jr. He's my new adopted nephew.
Nice.
This kid is such a nice kid. He lives in Dublin. He listens to the show. So, John, I promise you, I'll say hello, as we do to Jose every week.
Hi, John.
So everybody, God bless. Have a prosperous, happy new year, healthy new year. And somehow we're going to get through all this.
Yeah, we'll hang in there. Everybody be nice to people, be good people, and have a great new year. Look, I'm so excited for what's to come for us. It's always...
Oh, my God, yeah, it's so much fun. We're blessed.
That's right. Yes, we are.
All right, thank you all, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everyone.